Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider for minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Happy Friday! Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show for the set of the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves coming up at 6:35. As always on Friday, during our pregame interview, it's time for a chat with the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, JV.
It's the first time we've been doing this in a couple weeks. You spent last week in Florida, got a nice little vacation. How was the vacation?
Was good, you know, good reset.
How important is it on the coaching side of things to have a couple of days to reset? Because unlike the players, you're on every single day.
Well, I think it's important, you know, you can see the game in a different way. You probably are able to see stuff that you probably in life you don't see. And, you know, it was a good time to reset and, you know, probably do some stuff just a tad different and looking forward to make some, you know, changes to improve each individual guy out there.
How weird was it for you to watch the game on TV and not be in the dugout?
Well, not weird at all. You know, I'm used to watching a ball game either in the dugout, on the field, or you know, on TV. You know, that's what we do. That's what a baseball lifer is.
Baseball all the time, right?
Baseball all the time.
Speaking of baseball all the time, that's what it's going to be for the next X amount of days as we're coming up in a stretch that sees the Shuckers play 12 games in 12 days. It feels a lot to you. It has to, like the old Southern League where you get that one-off day a month. What's that going to be like for the guys going through 12 games in 12 days?
Well, they're going to find out what really baseball is about. You know, it's not a, there is no breaks. There is a, you know, you got to get ready to play on an everyday basis. And that's what baseball was before COVID. You know, we played every, I think we have, sometimes we have one day off a month or something. Sometimes you were praying for rain. Now, you know, you get every Mondays off and you get to reset and, you know, and I found out, and you know, it's a good place for the players, and for us as a coaching staff. You know, you get a day off and sometimes you use that day. Usually it happens on long trips before, you know, when you have those long trips and you have to get up, finish up the game, get on the bus and get there the next day. That was tough. It, you know, but it makes it a little easier for the players to recoup and, you know, and hopefully they acknowledge that.
You talk about time to find out what real baseball's like for these guys. It's also one of the hottest weeks in the state of Mississippi. Once the guys get through this, it's got to feel like they can get through anything, playing 12 games in 12 days with it being 100 degrees every night at first pitch.
Well, you know, I like it hot. You know,
it's like the Dominican, right?
It's like the Dominican. The Dominican is hot and humid. It's, you know, I enjoy it. It's baseball. You got every different thing that the players can experience. It's good for them because now they learn how to prepare on certain when it's cold, when it's hot, when it's really humid, because they're going to experience that in the big leagues. The same weather that you're having here, at some point, you're going to experience that in the big leagues. So you have to learn how to prepare, have to learn how to go, when you need to work, how you need to work, and all that kind of stuff. So we're experimenting all the areas so we can be successful at the end.
Talking about guys who are going to prepare a little bit differently, Justin Jarvis is going to be looking at a couple of new lineups up in AAA, got promoted this morning. How excited are you to see Justin's development throughout this year?
You know, I'm really excited, and the staff and everybody else is excited for Justin. I think he did a marvelous job, pitching and adjusting and improving. We're just wishing all the best and, just keep throwing the ball the way you did. I think he's going to be successful out there.
What was your favorite part about watching Justin here in AA over his 18 starts?
I think competing. He's a competitor and, able to make some adjustment out there. I think he has a long way to go. But as soon as he get over that hump, I think it might not be too long to see him probably get into the big leagues.
Another guy and two guys who are possibly headed to the big leagues over the next couple months is Jackson Chourio and Jefferson Caro, both getting selected to the Futures game out in Seattle. How incredible is it going to be for both of them to be able to experience all that and the festivities that go into All-Star Week in Seattle?
Well, I think that probably one of the youngest two players in this league at this level, they're competing on a high level and they're doing incredible well, good. And so we're excited for them, and they're going to experience some of the stuff that happens in the big leagues, and hopefully they can be successful in the big league and experience some all-star games. This type of festivity are great for the players, great experience, and they're going to see the best of the best in the minor leagues, and hopefully they can take advantage of that experience. Enjoy.
And especially for the Brewers, too, it has to be so great to see the two of them and Jacob Mizorowski all getting the call to the Futures game, because it shows some of the best guys in the system.
Yeah, some of the best guys are going to be out there. There's a lot of good ones that are not going to be able to go because of the rosters and the amount of guys that you can have. But there's a lot of good ones out there that they're not going to go, but they're going to see a good bunch of guys.
Especially Jefferson Caro. He's a guy, you mentioned it, one of the youngest guys in this league, but he plays like he's 24, 25, 26 years old. How impressed have you been with the maturity in Jefferson's game throughout the year?
I'm one of those guys that I don't like to look at age. I like to look at performance. I'm more performance-based than anything else, and that's where, he has improved and being impressive. If you start looking at age, you're gonna lower the bar. You gotta look at performance and keep pushing so it develops all the way where he needs to go and needs to be. There is a lot of space to grow, a lot of space to get better, but he has done really well.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to see the two of them at the Futures game. It's going to be a lot of fun the next couple weeks. Thanks so much for joining us, Skip.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. And Braves at 6:35. Big thank you to Mike Guerrero for joining us as today's pregame interview. We're getting set for first pitch at 6:35 between the Biloxi Shuckers, who enter today off of a two-game win streak, 2-0 in the second half against the 33-37 Mississippi Braves. M Braves have lost five straight, trying to turn things around. They'll have to try and do it against the righty James Meeker, who's been dominant this year. Comes into today with a scoreless streak at 11 and a third innings, the longest active streak out of any pitcher on the Shuckers. Meeker set to make his fourth career start and second on the season. For the M Braves, it's the lefty Luis De Avila, 4-4 with a 3.03 ERA, but he's been one of the best pitchers this month in the Southern League. A 1.61 ERA, that's the second best mark in the league. Opponent hitting 173 against him, that's the third best mark in the league. De Avila makes his 14th start, 59 in the third innings pitch, 30 walks, 63 strikeouts, and opponents hitting an even 200 against him.
couple of changes in the lineup today for Biloxi. After Sincero back behind the plate, and Lamar Sparks in the top spot in the lineup for the first time since returning off the injured list. James Meeker set to take the mound. Checkers charge out the field. We'll take a break for the national anthem when we come back. It's first pitch here on a Friday night between the Biloxi Checkers and the Mississippi Braves. We're back after this.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Checkers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Checkers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Checkers gear today at MGM Park or visit checkers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Checkers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Checkers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Checkers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Checkers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Checkers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Checkers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Thornberry. Dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Checkers Baseball on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Checkers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Checkers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Checkers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Checkers, Javen Blake.
Zach Miller's blaring over the speakers, and James Meeker's getting set to make his fourth career start to welcome you inside MGM Park for the final time in the month of June. The Mississippi Braves at 33-37 are getting set to take on the Biloxi Checkers at 36-35. Meeker 3-2 on the year with a 2.41 ERA, faces the lefty Cal Conley. Champion Blake alongside you throughout the night. James Meeker ready to go and fires home. Called strike one on the inside corner, and we're officially off and running. First pitch time at 6:37 here on a Friday night. Meeker, the righty, delivers home. Conley fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Conley's hitting .220 this year with the .302 OBP. Meeker, meanwhile, guy who hasn't made many career starts, but he's a guy who's been able to be plugged into any situation this year. The 0-2 delivery. Conley fouls it back, and the count stays at 0-2. Meeker stands in at 6'5", 225 pounds. Out to make his 18th appearance of the season. Second straight appearance in the starting role. The 0-2 delivery. Conley takes up, and the count goes to 1-2. Meeker works third base side, delivers up, misses away, and the count evens at 2-2. It's 91 degrees here at first pitch in Biloxi. Bright and sunny for the third straight game in this series. It's been a beautiful week. The pitch up. Conley lifts it foul, third base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Meanwhile, the wind in from right at 8 miles an hour. The humidity, it's been a big topic of conversation across the coast this week. 91 is what it feels like here at first pitch. Meeker on the mound in the shade. Conley at the plate, also in the shade. The 2-2 delivery. Misses away with a cutter. Count goes to 3-2. Meeker's a four-pitch guy. He's got a cutter, fastball, slider, and a changeup. The 3-2 delivery. Conley fouls it back, and we'll do it again. Meeker's a guy who, since he's being transitioned into a starting role, making a couple spot starts as the Shuckers are down to just three starters with Justin Jarvis going to AAA. That fourth pitch might become a bit more useful today. 3-2 delivery. Rolled on the ground to second. Valerio, the second baseman, grabs it. Fires to Xavier Warren at first. One up, one down. And brings up the righty, Justin Dean. Shuckers defense. We've met Felix Valerio and Xavier Warren on the right side. Left side of the infield as Ethan Murray dotted at short. Tyler Black's at third. Tristan Lutz is in left. Jackson Churio's in center. Lamar Sparks is in right, and Jefferson Caro is behind the plate. First pitch to the righty, Dean, fouled straight back, and the count goes 0-1. Dean this year batting 241 with a 378 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Broken bat flare out to short left center, and it drops down for a base hit. Lutz picks it up. Dean extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. And now brings up the left-handed hitting Luke Waddell. Man on first, one away. Just underway in Biloxi. Waddell's hitting 290 this year with a 408 OBP. The pitch home. Changeup misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Meeker's a guy who has made it up to Double-A after one of the wilder career paths in minor league baseball. Check back to first. Dean's back in time. Meeker didn't start pitching until he transferred to the University of Delaware after the University of Akron University cut their baseball program back in 2017. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted foul, third base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Meeker wasn't drafted out of college, spent three-plus years with the Washington Wild Things in the Frontier League. Spent 2018, 2019, and 2021 with them before signing with the Brewers. Check back to first. Dean's back in time. And up until last year, he made two starts with the Wisconsin Timber Antlers in High A. Meeker has been a reliever throughout his entire life. The 1-1 delivery. Fouled off, out of play. Count goes to 1-2. But Nick Stanley, Checkers bench coach, who last week was the acting manager when Meeker made his first start, said he's just the type of guy you can plug in anywhere in a rotation. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted foul down the third base line. Black's after it. Tails out of play. Count stays at 1-2. He's worked a variety of roles this year. Middle relief, late innings. And now, ever since game two of last Friday's doubleheader against Chattanooga, he's been a starter. The 1-2 delivery. Waddell fouls it back and stays alive. And a lengthy first two batters. An 11-pitch at-bat. Check that. lengthy first three batters. Wendell's up in the three spot, but either way, Meeker's already at 16 pitches. Brings home his 17th. It's lifted out to left. Murray, the shortstop, charges over towards the line in short left, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Two outs, man on. Scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Bunnell digs in from the left side. 243 hitter this year with a 341 OBP. No Drew Lugbauer in the lineup today for the M Braves. He gets the night off. The pitch home. Tips it in a Caro's glove for strike one. Lugbauer yesterday went 1-for-4 with a homer and a walk. That home run is 22nd against the Shuckers over his career. His 100th career homer. The 0-1 delivery. Called strike at the knees. Cutter at 89. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Meeker sets. Dean off first. Now the pitch. Misses up high, and the count goes to 1-2. Bunnell readjusts the batting gloves and steps back in. Rocks the Braves red leg guard on the right leg. The 1-2 delivery. Dean's off. Bunnell swings and lifts it foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. Dean has to jog all the way back to first. He got a great jump. He's back and ready to go. Meeker sets the pitch home. Misses off the outside corner. Trying to dot the cutter on the outside. Just missed. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Meeker mount the 22nd pitch of the inning. Check back to first. Dean dives back in. The pitch. Lifted down the right field line. Mar Sparks is over. Drops down out of play. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. M Braves have battled against Meeker here early. The pitch to Bunnell. It takes away. Count goes forward. Three balls and two strikes. Meeker's tried to dot the cutter on the outside corner, that time trying to go with the fastball. Full count with two outs. Dean at first will be off with the pitch. Meeker delivers. Dean's off. Pitch is a cold strike three on the outside corner. Dots the cutter, and it ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Shuckers set to go to work against the lefty Luis De Avila when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're off to the bottom of the first inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers nothing, and Braves nothing. Shuckers set to start off the bottom of the first inning against the lefty Luis De Avila, 4-4 with a 3.03 ERA. 13 starts, 59 in the third innings, 30 walks, and 63 strikeouts. Faces Lamar Sparks in the leadoff spot. Jackson Cherio bats second. Tyler Blacks in the three spot. And Jefferson Caro is behind him. De Avila is set to go. Delivers home to Sparks. He swings and lifts it out towards left center. Jacob Pearson's over into the gap, makes the catch. First out of the inning. And it brings up Jackson Cherio. Jacob Pearson dots left. Justin Dean's in center tonight. Drew Campbell's in right. Third to first around the infield. Cade Bunnell, Luke Waddell, Cal Conley, and Landon Stevens with Javier Valdez behind the plate. First pitch against the righty Cherio. Called strike on the outside corner. De Avila stands in at 5'11", 160 pounds. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Delivers home. Cherio waves and misses the fastball. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch home. Cherio checks his swing. Pitch on the inside corner. They say it doesn't go. They say the pitch misses low. And the count goes to 1-2. Home plate umpire tonight, Caleb Martin, Kyle Stutz at first, and Stephen Hodgins is at third. The 1-2 delivery. Cherio swings and chops it on the ground, left side of the infield. Bunnell gets it at third and takes one step, fires to first in time. Beats Cherio by a half step. Quickly two up and two down. It brings up the lefty Tyler Black. He's had a marvelous 2023. Steps in batting .271 with team-high .429 OBP and a .941 OPS. Tripled twice last night. The pitch home. He takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Black drove in three and scored twice last night. The Shuckers scored seven runs. The 1-0 delivery. Black swings and loops it out toward short right center. Connolly's out. Doesn't make the catch. It tips off his glove. He fires into De Avila, covers second. Black turns the corner and he's thrown out. 4-1 to end the inning. Connolly went all the way out, jumped, and it tipped off his glove. It's a single for Black. But he's thrown out at second to end the inning. We're through one, scoreless. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Between the Shuckers and the Embrace. Righty James Meeker back to the hill and faces the righty Javier Valdez. First pitch of the second, wave and a miss. Now goes to no balls and one strike. Javid Blake back with you. Meeker had a weird first inning. Threw 20-plus pitches and faced just four batters. The pitch home, chopped foul, third base side. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. That was Meeker's 27th pitch of the night. And it's not like he's missed out of the zone. He was throwing a lot of pitches middle, and the M Braves just weren't able to put it in play. The 0-2 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. And Meeker's not a guy who's going to miss the zone a lot, if at all. He's walked just four guys this year over now 38 and a third innings of work. The 1-2 delivery misses up, and the count evens 2-2. And if you think to yourself, well, that doesn't seem like a very high walk rate, it's the lowest in minor league baseball. Just 2.7% of batters faced have been walked against Meeker this year. The 2-2 delivery, even a miss. Cutter on the outside corner, Valdez swings through it. Back-to-back strikeouts on that cutter. Jesse Franklin, the fifth, now steps in from the left side with one out. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning between the M Braves and the Shuckers. Infield shifts over towards first. First pitch to Franklin. Wave and a miss. Another cutter, this one off the inside corner. Count goes to 0-1. The cutter is Meeker's main pitch. He's used that a ton this year. The 0-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count evens. One ball, one strike. Meeker actually was top the pitch after joining the Brewers organization. He had a terrific run at independent ball, an ERA under 2.5 in 97 appearances. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Pitch up and in. Count goes to 1-2. But the cutter was something that he learned as soon as he joined the Brewers organization back in 2021. And now cut to 2023, and it's his go-to pitch. The 1-2 delivery. Franklin takes off the outside corner. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. We've seen that from a couple of guys in this Shuckers team in 2023. Justin Jarvis learned the splitter last year, and it's his main out pitch. 2-2 delivery, lined by Warren, off first base umpire Kyle Stutz, and down the right field line. Sparks picks it up. Franklin turns the corner to second, slides in with a sliding double. It went by Warren, who dove it first, and then poor first base umpire Kyle Stutz tried to jump out of the way, but Warren off his right leg, and it trickled down the line for a double. That went off the bat at 108 miles an hour. Brings up the righty Landon Stevens. The second hit today from the M Braves. Stevens digs in from the right side against the righty Meeker. He comes home. Called strike one on the inside corner. Yet another cutter from Meeker. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens. One ball, one strike. Stevens hitting 219 this year with a 342 OBP. The pitch popped foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Stevens steps back in. Meeker delivers home. Stevens lays off a slider up high. Count it, two balls and two strikes. Franklin takes the lead off second. Valerio, the second baseman, shifts over a couple steps towards the bag to keep him honest. Now Meeker steps off, and Franklin charges back. Scoreless here in the top of the second inning. Meeker delivers. Stevens takes up and in, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. That was Meeker's 40th pitch of the night. 26 in the zone, 14 have missed outside of it. The 3-2 delivery, lifted out towards short right. Sparks charges in on it, loses the hat, almost loses the hat, makes the catch. Cap stays on the head. Franklin stays at second. Now 2-away, brings up the lefty, Drew Campbell. Gives us 10 seconds to take station ID. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Javik Blake back with you on a Friday night. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. Ready, James Meeker comes home to the lefty, Drew Campbell, fouls it off his front foot. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Jesse Franklin's at second. Meeker's had to work through these first two innings. Look at the amount of batters he's faced, and the first thought that pops in your head isn't, wow, he's thrown a lot of pitches. It's, why has he thrown so many pitches? Because this M-Braves lineup has just continued to battle and hack off pitch after pitch. Count it, no balls and one strike to Campbell. Meeker picks up his leg, turns around, looks at second. Franklin back to the bag. Meeker steps back on the hill. The pitch home. Lifted out towards left. Watts is back on it. Now stands his ground. Sticks up the glove, makes the catch. And it ends the inning. Two scoreless innings and a spot start for James Meeker. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're scoreless after an inning and a half. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Bottom two back in Biloxi. David Blake back with you. Lefty Luis De Avila gets set to come home to the righty Jefferson Caro. First pitch misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. We're scoreless between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Teams have combined for 3 hits. The pitch home. Caro waves and misses at a fastball. Count evens 1-1. Caro this year is hitting .265. Time for the team lead with 11 homers. Has a .337 OBP. The pitch home. He swings and fouls it off between his legs. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Caro swings and lifts it down the right field line. Campbell charges in, and it dunks in for a base hit. Caro stops it first. Campbell throws it in. And Caro's extended his on-base streak to 10 consecutive games. Hands off his gear to Carlos Rodriguez, who's coaching first tonight. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. The pitch home. Clark swings and shoots it foul, first base side, and the count goes 0-1. Carlos Rodriguez has to be loving life over there at first. The normal first base coach for the Shuckers, Christian Correa, is off for a couple of days. Rodriguez is taking advantage of it. The 0-1 delivery. Clark takes low, and the count evens at 1-1. He's got the stance perfected. He's got a bundle of gear in one hand. He's been studying Correa. This is impressive work down at first from Rodriguez. The 1-1 delivery. Clark swings and pops it foul behind home plate. It's out of play onto the concourse. The count goes to 1-2. Clark this year hitting .215, but a .373 OBP. He's drawn a ton of walks. The 1-2 delivery. He takes inside. Count evens 2-2. A ball that kind of handcuffed the catcher, Javier Valdez. The changeup on the inside corner. 2-2 the count. Dave Avila delivers. Clark swings and launches it foul to left. Hits out of the ballpark. Counts even at 2-2. Clark did that last night. Hit one off the bat at 115-plus, but foul. That one, 107, but foul. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Caro is short lead off first. Stevens holds him on. Check back to first. Caro back in time. Gets his balance. Almost fell off the bag. It'll windmill his arms a couple of times. But he's all good. Back at the bag. Now retakes his lead. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch to Clark. Takes up high, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 3-2 pitch. Clark takes low. The first two have reached here in the second inning. Garrett to second, Clark to first, and brings up Ethan Murray. Murray digs in from the right side. .242 hitter this year with a .372 OBP. Walked twice last night. The pitch home. Murray takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers drew 7 walks last night against this M Braves pitching staff. The Shuckers have seen a ton of pitches this series. The 1-0 delivery. Murray takes inside. Count goes to 2-0. He drew 4 walks on Wednesday night in the series opener. 7 last night. Murray steps back in. The 2-0 delivery. He swings and rolls it to third. Bennell grabs it, goes to second for one. Conley spins and fires to first in time for a double play. Caro heads to third. Now 2 away, brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. Lutz digs in from the right side. 2 outs and a man on third. Shuckers and M Braves are scoreless here in the second inning. Dave Avila delivers. Lutz takes strike one in the outside corner. Lutz is hitting 221 on the year with a 344 OBP. Didn't appear in the game last night. Back in the lineup for the first time since Wednesday. The pitch. He swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Lutz swings and rolls it on the ground. Couple hops to Connolly at second. Grabs it, shovels it over to first in time. Lutz is retired, and that ends the inning. Shuckers can't score after the first two get on. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. So Luis Davila works out of some trouble, and we head to the third. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair. Located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
Troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
And in the ninth spot, Jacob Pearson, first base line to Ethan Murray at short. Sticks up the glove and quickly retires Pearson. One pitch, one out here in the third inning. That was a heater off the bat, 102 miles an hour. Murray barely had to move a muscle. Brings up the top of the order in the left-handed hitting, Cal Conley. Meeker delivers. Conley takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Well, if you're James Meeker, you're hoping that second time through the order can get guys out a little bit more efficiently. That was his 45th pitch already here in the third inning. The pitch home. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. And the count evens 1-1. What Meeker's tried to do today is he's trying to just induce contact inside the zone. Whether it's painting cutters or fastballs around the zone, and the Braves have fouled off a ton. The pitch misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. So far, he's done a good job. Hasn't allowed a run. Allowed just two hits. The 2-1 delivery. Fouled off, and we'll do it again. Rolls off the screen back between Kara's legs at home plate. Count it 2-2 with one out. The interesting part tonight is what kind of leash does Meeker have? In his last start, he went 3 innings and threw 54 pitches. His season high is 56. The 2-2 delivery. Line drive out to left. Sparks is over. And it's down for a base hit. Conley rounds first, stays there. Sparks throws it in. Conley extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. Extends his on-base streak to 12 straight. Puts a runner on first with one out. Brings up Justin Dean. That has been a common theme tonight. In every single inning, Meeker's retired the first batter. And in every single inning, the second batter has reached on a hit. Dean in from the right side. The pitch home. Misses low. When the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted out towards right center field. Sparks is back on it. At the warning track, makes a running grab. Cap falls off. He fires a long way back to first. Warren's covering on one hop. The throw is not in time. Conley just got back there. Sparks had to go a long way to the gap to grab it. And it brings up the lefty, Luke Waddell. The last place you want to be caught off the bag on a fly ball to the outfield is when Lamar Sparks is trying to run it down. Shuckers are working on some defensive throws from the outfield earlier this week, and Sparks has a cannon. Check back to first. Conley's back in time. Sparks had a couple of big-time outfield assists this year, including one against the M-Braves. A game that was down to the wire late, throw to runner at the plate. On a line from right, the pitch home. Misses up. The count goes to 1-0. Waddell's 0-for-1 today. Popped out to short back in the first inning. Check back to first. Conley's back in time. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted foul. Right field side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Two outs, runner on first. We're scoreless here in the top of the third inning. The pitch home. Conley off to second. The throw home misses away. The throw to second, not in time. Carrera's throw is on the third base side of the bag. Conley swipes his 20th base of the year. Two and one the count with 2 outs. Conley becomes the 7th guy to 20 stolen bases in the Southern League. Meeker delivers. Rolled on the ground, first base side. Warren dives it past him and into right. Sparks picks it up. Conley turns the corner. The throw home up the third base line. Carroll has to dive to corral it. It scores Conley, and it's 1-0 M-Braves and an RBI single by Luke Waddell. Sparks' throw home, if it was on the money, it was going to be close. Instead, a bit up the line, scores Conley, and it brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell, with the man on first. The M-Braves strike first for the first time this series. The pitch home. Line drive into center field. It drops down for a base hit. Waddell goes station to station. Cheerio fires it in. Back-to-back hits. Put runners on first and second with 2 outs and brings up the righty, Javier Valdez. Shuckers bullpen silent. That was Meeker's 56th pitch. He's tied his season high. His 57th will set a new season high. The pitch to Valdez misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. He's getting closer and closer to his career high of 62, set back last July with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers against the Great Lakes Loons. It's the Dodgers affiliate in the Midwest League. The 1-0 delivery. Fouled off behind home plate, out of play. Count evens at 1-1. By the way, that run also ends Meeker's impressive run of 14 scoreless innings. Meeker sets, now the 1-1 pitch. Misses up, the count goes to 2-1. Valdez struck out in a cutter back in the second inning. Meeker delivers. Valdez takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Misses up and in. It's the first walk allowed tonight by Meeker. Three straight have reached, and then loaded up for Jesse Franklin. Franklin doubled down the right field line back in the second inning. Here in the top of the third, and Braves lead it 1-0 over Biloxi. Caro out for a quick visit with Meeker. Now comes back home with the bases loaded. Two outs, one run already in for the Braves. Nick Bennett now grabs his glove and gets set to get on the hill for Biloxi in the bullpen. First pitch home. Franklin takes off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Franklin's 1-for-1. The base is loaded this year. Drove home two with a single. The pitch home. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The Braves as a team are hitting .279 with the bases loaded. They've smashed five grand slams. Already a franchise record. The pitch home. Line drive looped out to short right. Valerio leaps at second and is by him in right for a base hit. Waddell scores. Bunnell scores. And it's 3-0 Braves on a 2-RBI single by Jesse Franklin. Franklin's 16th and 17th RBIs of the year. Brings out Checkers pitching coach Will Shearholz. Three runs on six hits tonight for the Braves. Four of the six hits have come this inning, and three of the six have come with two outs here in the inning. The Checkers, no runs on two hits and no errors. Minor fans, you can join in the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Let us know where you're tuning in tonight. 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776 on our Text the Booth line. Shearholz walks back to the dugout. Bennett continues to get warm. Meeker's already set a new career high in pitches. Trying to work out of a bases-loaded situation here with two outs. Stevens steps in. 3-0 Braves in the top of the third. The pitch home. Stevens rolls it to third. Block backhands it. Gets to his knees. Now gets back to his feet. Taps third. Retires Valdez. And ends the inning. Three runs on four hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through 2.5. It's 3-0 Braves. We're back after this in the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Join the Checkers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We see Vila back on the hill for the Embrace. Faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren, who sent to lead it off for Biloxi. They trail it 3-0 into the bottom of the third inning. The lefty delivers. Warren takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren occupies the eighth spot in the Shuckers order, hitting 178 this year with a 263 OBP. Deavila fires. Warren chips it back up the ground, up the middle. Conley comes over from second, grabs it in the middle of the infield, and fires to first. Warren's retired. One up, one down, and brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Valerio's hitting 230 this year with a 311 OBP. Set to step in from the left side against, check that, the right side against the lefty Avila. The pitch home. Valerio fouls it back, and the count goes 2-1. Three runs on six hits tonight for the Embraves. No runs on two hits tonight for the Shuckers. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count evens, one ball and one strike. The pitch. Valerio fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. Valerio calls sign, takes a moment outside the box, now steps back in. Deavila's 1-2 pitch. Valerio fouls it off. First base sign out of play. Count stays at 1-2. That was just Deavila's 30th pitch of the night. He's been quick and effective early on. The 1-2 delivery. Valerio tips it foul at the plate. We'll do it again. The 1-2 delivery. Valerio chops it on the ground, back up the middle in the center field for a base hit. Valerio rounds first. He picks it up and fires it in. Shuckers now the hit every inning tonight. Now a man on with one out. It brings up the righty Lamar Sparks back at the top of the order. Check back to first. Valerio slides back in. The pitch home. Sparks takes away, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. The pitch home. Sparks takes on the inside corner for strike one. Deavila's got quite the connection to the Shuckers dugout. Shuckers development coach Christian Correa was actually teammates with Deavila. The two played together in the Caribbean Series in 2021. The 1-1 delivery. Sparks waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. And the count goes to 1-2. Correa played in the Caribbean Series prior to his final year in his playing career a season ago. Check back to first. Valerio hopped a bit towards second. Slides back in safely, though. Down to one ball and two strikes with one away. Dave Deal with sets, takes a breath. Now delivers. Sparks swings and pops it up. Out of play behind home plate. Down at one ball and two strikes with one away. Sparks flats a left back in the first inning. Valerio off first. 3-0 M Braves. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner. The first strikeout today from Dave Vila. Now two outs for the righty Jackson Churio. Churio's 0 for 1 today. Two outs, man on first. Shuckers trail it 3-0. The first pitch, Churio swings and rockets it out to right. Campbell goes back, now tails over towards the line in foul territory, makes the catch, crashes through the gate, and hangs on to it to end the inning. What a play from Campbell. Had to go a long ways over, crashed through the gate, and the Shuckers bullpen has to put it back together between innings. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 3-0 M Braves, and they lead 1-0 in catches made through gates through three. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith's. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
The Shuckers. Lefty Drew Campbell steps in against the new arm. Lefty Nick Bennett. First pitch home. Inside, and it hits him right in the middle of the bat. Campbell gets rid of his equipment. Jogs down to first. A battle of former Louisville teammates ends up with a hit batter. Campbell took a step back and jokingly faked like he was going to run out to the mound. And he ends up at first after being hit by the pitch. Leadoff man gets on it. Brings up the lefty, Jacob Pearson. The pitch home. Pearson takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bennett's. Leaves the righty, James Meeker. The winner delivery. Ground ball to first. Warren gets it, spins and fires to second. Murray gets it at second. The return to first in time. And the 3-6-3 double play retires Pearson and Campbell. Brings up Cal Conley. That double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Brings up Cal Connolly. The first pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. The pitch out. Connolly waves and misses. The count goes to 1-2. Well, quickly, this has been its 18th appearance of the year. 5.35 the ERA in 37 innings with 13 walks and 39 strikeouts. The 0-2 delivery. Connolly rolls it on the ground right side of the infield. Warren gets it again. Underhand flip to Bennett. Charges to the bag and wins the foot race against Connolly to finish out a 1-2-3 inning. Xavier Warren right in the middle of everything. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Brought to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 M-Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers Network in Valley Live.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Konecka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Nothing on to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Biloxi. David Blake back with you. The lefty Luis Deavila set to make his second trip through the middle of this Shuckers order. Starts off with the lefty Tyler Black. First pitch. Black lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-1. Shuckers have tallied a hit in every inning, but they've stranded two and haven't scored yet today against the lefty Luis Deavila, who continues what has just been a terrific month of June. Entered today with the second-best ERA in the league during the month. The 0-1 delivery. Black swings and hits a broken bat ground ball foul. Third base side, and the count goes to 0-2. Black grabs a new bat. Walks back to the plate. Deavila entered today with a 1.61 ERA in four starts this month. Four earned runs in 22 and a third innings. Right now, he's sitting at four runs allowed in 25 and a third innings on the month. The 0-2 delivery. Black swings and rolls it on the ground. Back up the middle. Couple hops to Wide Ellett. Short fires quickly to first. Beats Black by a step. He's retired for the first out. And it brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. Caro singled back in the second inning. The pitch from Deavila. Fastball. Dots the outer edge for strike one. The pitch home. He swings and chops it on the ground. Back up the middle. Connolly over from second. It's past his glove and into center. Caro rounds first with a multi-hit night. Continues what has been a real good last couple of games. He's now 8 for his last 19 at the plate. Shuckers have a man on for the fourth straight inning. See if they're able to cash in here. That's the 13th multi-hit game this year for Caro. First pitch to the righty, Wes Clark. Dribbled foul, third base side, and the count goes 0-1. Clark drew a walk back in the second inning. It's the only one drawn tonight by the Shuckers. The pitch, oh, he swings and misses. Pitch down low, and the count goes 0-2. Clark takes a moment, now steps back into the box. No balls, two strikes, one out. Shuckers trail it 3-0. The pitch, Clark waves and misses. Curve ball off the inside corner. It's the second strikeout today from Dave Vila. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray grounded into a double play back in the second inning. Two outs with the man on first. The pitch home. He swings and fouls it off right behind home plate. Count goes 0-1. Caro's at first. Two outs here in the fourth inning. M Braves got all three runs in the third. And all with two outs. The pitch. Murray swings and grounds it back up the middle to flex off De Avila. Conley at second gets it. Fires to first in time. And that ends the inning. Just some tough luck for Ethan Murray. Hit it hard up the middle. But the deflection off De Avila might be just a harmless dribbler to Conley at second. And it ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers have gone scoreless through the first four. De Avila holding down the fort for the M Braves. We ended the fifth, 3-0 Mississippi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Top five back in Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The lefty Nick Bennett goes back to work and faces the righty Justin Dean. First pitch of the fifth. Trickled back up the middle. Murray from shortstop charges in, slings it quickly to first in time. And Dean's retired for the first out. Nick Bennett has been more than effective here early on. Came in to relieve James Meeker after three innings of work. And so far, he's faced four batters, retired all four, and has thrown a grand total of seven pitches. Brings up the lefty Luke Waddell. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Waddell's 1-for-2. Drove in a run with a single back in the third inning. The pitch home. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's tuning in tonight from Ocean Springs, and Sarah, who's tuning in from D'Iberville. The pitch home. Called strike at the knees with a fastball, and the count goes to 2-1. You can join in on the broadcast at 601-514-0776. The 2-1 delivery. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Again, that's 601-514-0776. The pitch from Bennett. Misses low. Flexed off Caro towards the dugout. Waddell gets the free pass to first. Brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. And Braves lead it 3-0. And Braves got all three runs in the third inning with two outs. The pitch home. Misses away on a slider. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch to Bunnell. Slider fouls it off his front foot. Count evens 1-1. Bunnell's back in from the left side. The pitch home. Slider called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Pitch home. Waddell swings and tips it foul. All the way towards the Braves dugout on the third base side. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Bunnell swings and rolls to third. Black gets it, flips it underhand to second to Murray. Grabs it, fires to first. Not in time. Bunnell beats it out. Would have been a terrific double play turn by Murray. Waddell's retired. Now two outs, and it brings up the righty Javier Valdez. Man on first, and 3-0 game. The Braves lead it. The pitch, Valdez takes strike one on the inside corner. Valdez is 0-for-1 today with a walk. The pitch home. He swings and tips it into Caro's glove. Count goes to 0-2. Bennett comes set. Third base side of the rubber. Delivers home. Valdez takes a slider off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Misses low. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Misses inside, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bunnell takes his lead off first. He'll be off with the pitch. The 3-2 delivery. Bunnell's off. Called strike three on the outside corner. Valdez takes a fastball in the outer third. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 4.5. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Back to MGM Park after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Valley Line.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Third of the order up for Biloxi. They trail it 3-0 against the M-Braves. Game three of a six-game set. Tristan Lutz leads it off from the right side against the left-hander Luis De Avila. His first pitch of the inning misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Thanks much for joining us here on your Friday night. Shuckers have won each of the first two games in the series, including a comeback win last night. The pitch home. Called strike on the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers got down 6-4 and then used a three-run bottom of the seventh to win it 7-6. 1-1 delivery. Lutz lifts it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Biloxi's hoping for a similar kind of comeback today. Down lead four hits off De Avila, but they've stranded three and have yet to score a run. Lefty fires. Lutz splays it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Lutz swings and rolls it foul. Works third base coach Nick Stanley, who makes a nice underhand toss to a fan in the first row. Count stays at 1-2. Avila takes a deep breath. Now comes home. Lutz takes low, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch home. Lutz swings and fouls it. Spirals towards the third base dugout. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Lutz tips it in about as his glove for strike three. Fastball at 95. De Avila's third strikeout of the day. One out. It brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the right side. 3-0 M-Braves in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch to Warren. Chops it up the third base side. It's called foul. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin says it tips off his front foot. Count it, no balls and one strike. Warren rolled out to short back in the third inning. The 0-1 delivery. He takes away, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Warren swings and chops it foul, third base side. Right, third base coach Nick Stanley, who finds a fan in the stands and gives a nice big underhand toss to her. Young kid brought her glove to the game. Gets herself a foul ball. Count it 1-2 with one out. Dave Vila delivers. Warren swings and lifts it down the left field line. It curls foul. And the count stays at 1-2. One and two, the count with one out. The pitch to Warren. Takes strike three on the outside corner. Got him with a slider. Back-to-back strikeout for the inning. Now two outs for the righty, Felix Valerio. Nobody on, two outs, and Braves lead it 3-0. This is one of the best starts of the year from Dave Vila. This month's been one of the best months of his career. The pitch to Valerio. It's a slider, called strike one on the inside corner. It's probably the best since Dave Vila threw a seven-inning no-hitter almost a year ago to the date with the Rome Braves last year. The pitch home. Valerio fouls it off and then tips it foul again with his bats, plays it towards the dugout. The count goes 0-2. For a seven-inning no-hitter against the Greenville Drive last year. The first no-hitter for the Rome Braves since 2005. And he was so dialed in, he didn't know he had a no-hitter going. The 0-2 delivery. Valerio rolls it up the third baseline, foul. We'll do it again. Imagine that. You're throwing a no-hitter. You go out for the seventh inning, look up at the scoreboard, and you go, huh? Yeah, I've been a lot of hit today. That was pretty much what happened for Dave Vila. Finished it out and got the no-hitter. The 0-2 delivery. Valerio fouls it off. We'll do it again. Dave Vila's had quite the career. He was originally signed by the Rockies out of Columbia. Then after pitching in 2018 in the DSL, didn't pitch again until 2021 with the Royals. Then selected by the Braves in the 2021 MILB Rule 5 draft. 0-2 delivery. Valerio lifts it foul down the line. It's one hop, gets into the seats on the right field side. Count stays at 0-2. And now after joining the Braves, a great 2021 and a very good 2023. Check that, a good 2022 with the Rome Braves. The 0-2 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Last year, 129 strikeouts and 126 in the third innings with the Rome Braves. 3.49 ERA. The 1-2 delivery. Valerio rolls it on the ground to third. Bunnell grabs it, takes a step, fires across the diamond. Retires Valerio. Finishes off a 1-2-3 inning from Dave Vila. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And Braves lead it 3-0. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Lodge.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away goes
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
His third inning of work, first pitch to the lefty, Jesse Franklin, is driven out to right center field. Churio's after it, looks at it, and it's gone over the wall. Leadoff home run from Franklin. It's his third hit of the night, and it's 4-0 M-Braves here in the sixth. Sixth home run of the year. Drives in his third RBI of the night. He's up to 18 on the season. And it brings up Landon Stevens. 107 off the bat. Goes 403 feet. Stevens takes a moment. Now stands in. The pitch to him. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. M-Braves have 4 runs on 7 hits tonight. It was their first one against Bennett. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The 3-0 delivery. Stephen swings and lifts it down the left field line, tails towards the pole, and is fouled. Count goes to 3-1. That was 105 off the bat. It was over the wall, but about 2 or 3 feet foul down the left field line. Ends up being a 361-foot strike. The pitch misses away. It's a 5-pitch walk. Second walk allowed by Bennett. Brings up the lefty, Drew Campbell. Bennett delivers. Campbell shows bunt. Goes around. Offers at him. Misses. Count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Stevens off first. Man on first. Nobody out here in the sixth inning. The pitch home. Campbell takes a slider on the inside corner for strike two. Bennett fires. Campbell takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. The lefty sets. Now delivers. Campbell fouls it. Off his arm at the plate. Count at 1-2. Fouled it off the dirt, and then right up off his left arm. Takes a moment to readjust everything. Now steps back in. The 1-2 delivery. Punches it out towards short left. Murray from short charges out. Makes the catch. First out of the inning. gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID. Back after this on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Checkers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Lefty Jacob Pearson steps in against the lefty Nick Bennett. The pitch home misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. M Braves lead Biloxi 4-0 here in game 3 of a 6-game set. One out, man on first. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Nick Bennett is into his third inning of work. Got to throw his 37th pitch of the night. Comes home. Misses away. The count goes to 3-0. The pitch. Fastball misses away. And it's a 4-pitch walk. Second walk of the inning. And brings up the top of the order in Cal Conley. Time for a check of the scoreboard brought to you by OWA Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Every game still in action around the Southern League. Top six. Lookouts lead the Smokies 3-0 from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Meanwhile in Montgomery, Biscuits up 2-0. The pitch. Chopped on the ground, first base side. Warren at first grabs it, slings it to second for one. The return to first. Bennett grabs it, steps on the bag in time, and it ends the inning. A 3-6-1 double play. Second double play started by Warren today. And it gets Biloxi out of the inning. One run off one hit. The solo shot from Franklin. No errors and one runner left on base. 4-0 through 5.5. Back at MGM Park. In a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Tobias Myers, and you're listening to Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Lorraine Lamar Sparks steps in against lefty Luis De Avila. Bottom of the sixth, the first pitch. Spark waves and misses. Fastball on the inside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Javik Blake back with you. M Braves lead the Shuckers 4-0 here in game 3 of a 6-game set. The lefty picks up his leg and fires. Sparks rolls it on the ground right side of the infield. Conley tries to grab it, but it hops out of his glove and into right. Sparks a hard turnaround first. Stumbles, goes to second, the third of Stevens at first. Now to second, tries to swim around the tag, and he's thrown out. An adventurous play for Sparks. Would have been an incredible play if he got there. He went hard around first, tried to come back and slipped. And at that point, the only move was to go to second. So it goes down as a single. And he's thrown out at second. 8-3-6. One out now for the righty Jackson Churio. The pitch home. Churio takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Well, with the hit, Sparks extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. Shuckers now have a hit in 5 of their 6 innings at the plate tonight. The pitch, Cheerio takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Cheerio's 0-for-2 today. Ground out, a fly out. The pitch, he takes up, and the count goes to 3-0. The lefty takes a deep breath, now comes home. Cheerio takes a strike at the letters, count goes to 3-1. Cheerio enters today on a 6-game hit streak, 8-for-23 over the span, just a shade under 333. The pitch misses away, and he draws a walk. Well, now it brings in an interesting factor. We have yet to see this series in a big way from Biloxi, partly because they haven't needed to, and that's the running game. The M Braves have thrown out just 12% of base runners this year. That's the lowest end of any team in the Southern League by a healthy margin. The Shuckers here to take advantage of it. Pitch home. Black takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Cheerio has 22 stolen bases this year. The Shuckers have 57 against the M Braves. They've stolen 2 bases here this week. Lefty-lefty matchup. Check back to first. Cheerio dances back in time. These are two guys. Cheerio at first and Black at the plate with a ton of speed. Cheerio has 22 stolen bases. Black has 40. And Talent is 40th on Sunday. The 1-0 delivery. Black takes up and in. Goes down to a knee as he gets out of the way. Goes to 2-0. Cheerio has 8 stolen bases against the Embraves. He's 8-for-8. Valdez comes out to talk to Dave Vila. Walks back to the plate. Just about ready to go. And Braves lead the Shuckers 4-0. Bottom of the 6th inning. The pitch home. Black takes up, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The 3-0 delivery. Black takes strike one in the outside corner. Fastball at 91 from Dave Vila. This is his 79th pitch of the night. He's yet to cross the 90-pitch threshold this month. He met it once through 90 pitches back on June 3rd at Birmingham. Check back to first. Cheerio back in time. The 3-1 delivery. Black swings and lines it in left center. Pearson's over, and it drops down in the gap for a base hit and rolls towards the wall. Cheerio flies around third and comes home. Black's off to third. The relay throw in time. Black's thrown out, but it's an RBI double. The Shuckers get on the board, and the M Braves lead is trimmed to 4-1. Black's 37th RBI of the year. Now 2 away for Jefferson Caro. The Black that extends his on-base streak to 8 in a row. It's his 5th hit of the series. Check that, 6th hit of the series. Brings up Caro with 2 outs. The pitch, Caro waves and misses. Pitch off the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Yet another multi-hit game for Tyler Black. His 13th of the year. His third straight. The 0-1 delivery. Caro rolls it on the ground. Couple hops towards short. Waddell goes to barehanded, and it trickles out of his glove. That trickles out of his hand, and Jefferson Caro has a three-hit night. Went to barehand it and wasn't able to completely grab it. Caro's got himself a three-hit night. That's his second three-hit game of the year. Brings out the manager, Kanekoa Teixeira. And it ends the day for Luis De Avila. And Braves go to the bullpen. New pitcher in the ballgame when we return. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The game for the M-Braves. Shuckers have a man on with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They trail it 4-1. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers got a run home on an RBI double from Tyler Black, was thrown out trying to advance to third. Luis De Avila out of the game after 5 2/3 innings. And the lefty McSteen comes in. Faces the righty, Wes Clark. The pitch home. Clark swings and chops it on the ground. One big hop to third. Bennell grabs it, fires across the diamond to first. Beats Clark. And that ends the inning. But the Shuckers get one run on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 4-1 M-Braves after six. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
couch, blowing up my phone. You don't want to come back.
We're off to the top of the seventh inning here in Biloxi. Nick Bennett on the hill for the Shuckers against the righty Justin Dean. First pitch of the inning. Fastball in the outside corner, called strike one. M-Braves lead it 4-1 over Biloxi. Four runs on seven hits for the M-Braves. The lefty Bennett delivers home. Slider misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers got their lone run back last inning. RBI double from Tyler Black. The pitch misses up. And the count goes to 2-1. By the way, that ground out that ended the sixth inning also finalized the line for Luis De Avila, who goes 5 2/3 innings and gives up one run. The pitch. Dean checks his swing on a pitch down low. They say he doesn't go. The count goes to 3-1. De Avila walks two, strikes out four, throws 81 pitches, and lowers his ERA to 2.91. The pitch. Called strike in the outside corner. The count goes full. The 3-2 delivery. Dean swings and dribbles it out towards short. Bennett cuts it off on the left side of the infield. Fires quickly to first in time. A good play from Bennett off the mound. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Luke Waddell. First pitch to the lefty, Waddell. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two finals today. The 2-0 delivery. Waddell swings and rolls it on the ground to third. Black gathers, fires to first. In time, Waddell is retired. Second out of the inning, it brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Two finals from the Dominican Republic. Guardians red, scores 19 runs to take down Brewers 1, 19-10. Brewers 2 falls 6-2 to Dodgers Mega. Everything else in action around the system. Just underway, ACL Guardians and Brewers tied at 0. First pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The Downies Wood Ducks lead the Carolina Mudcats 8-0 in the bottom of the eighth. The 1-0 delivery. Bunnell takes away. Check swing. They check with third and say he doesn't go. Count goes to 2-0. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Quad Cities River Bandits lead the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 10-4. The pitch. Called strike and a slider on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. End of the fourth inning, Sounds lead the Memphis Redbirds 3-1. The pitch home. Check swing. And plate umpire Caleb Martin says he goes around. And the count evens 2-2. In the bigs, Brew Crew leads the Pirates 4-3. Top of the seventh inning. The 2-2 delivery. Bunnell checked his swing. And the pitch misses away. They say he doesn't go. And the count goes full. Everybody on the diamond was about three steps towards the Shuckers dugout. The 3-2 delivery. Slider checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike three at the knees. It's the fourth strikeout by Biloxi pitching today. And finishes off a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning. Time to stretch in Biloxi. Shuckers looking to see if they can have another three-run bottom of the seventh inning like last night. Back after this from the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. And Bally Live.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Seven back in Biloxi. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Face the lefty, Jake McSteen. Ready, Ethan Murray launches this one deep to left. Hooks foul. And the count goes to 0-1. Shuckers trying to recapture some of that magic from last night. They scored three runs in the seventh inning to take the lead. And a game they wound up winning 7-6. Murray's in from the right side. The lefty, McSteen, delivers. Fastball called strike at the letters, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Murray's 0-for-2 today with two ground outs. McSteen delivers home. Murray swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. McSteen's out to make his 23rd appearance of the year. 2.83 ERA in 28 2/3 innings. The 0-2 delivery. Murray takes up. Count goes to 1-2. Seven walks, 26 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 214 against him. The pitch home. Murray takes up. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Murray calls time and steps out. Shuckers have certainly clogged the base paths tonight. The 2-2 delivery. Murray swings and chops it on the ground to third. Bunnell gets it off his back foot, fires a long way to first in time. Murray's beat out by a half step. Brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. Lutz is 0-for-2 today, but the Shuckers have tallied seven hits tonight. They've drawn two walks. They've stranded four and have had three different runners thrown out in the base paths. Time's called, and a pitch clock violation's called. With nobody on, you're not allowed to call time. It doesn't reset the pitch clock, so clock hit triple zeros. Count 1-0 to Lutz. The pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. This is the first pitch clock violation we've seen this week. The 2-0 delivery. Lutz takes inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Felt like we saw one just about every game during the Shuckers series last week against Chattanooga. The 3-0 delivery. Lutz swings and chops it back up the middle. Conley over from second, and it's in the center for a base hit. Lutz extends his hit streak to three straight. The Shuckers now have a hit in six of their seven innings at the plate tonight. Brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Felix Valerio on deck. He's the tying run. McSteen delivers. Warren swings and rolls it foul. Third base side. Goes down and one. Hit it hard. Just wide of the bag. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Count goes 0-2. The 0-2 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Time's called. Ball gets onto the field. Isaac Collins, who's now standing in as the first base coach, throws it back to the stands. Count of 1-2. Warren back ready to go from the right side. Lutz off first. Nick Steen delivers home. Warren waves and misses. Fastball tap with his own. Fifth strikeout today by Braves pitching. Now brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Two outs with the runner on. Shuckers trail it 4-1 here in the seventh inning. The pitch home. Valerio swings and loops it in the center for a base hit. Dean races over, picks it up. Lutz to second, Valerio reaches, and now up comes Lamar Sparks as the tying run. Lutz, he's tallied 9 hits tonight. Trying to cash in on a couple here in the seventh inning. And it quickly brings out the pitching coach, Bo Henning. Lamar Sparks due up at the plate. He singled to right last time up, got caught off the bag, and hit too wide of a turn and then slipped between first and second. And at that point, with the throw going to first, the only play was to go to second. He's set to step in against McSteen. Heading charges back to the dugout. Steen's ready to go. Comes set. Now delivers to Sparks. He waves and misses. A violent swing. And the count goes 0-1. Nick Steen delivers. Sparks takes up and in. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Sparks takes inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Lutz at second. Valerio's at first. M Braves lead it 4-1 in the last of the seventh. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. Victor Vodnik, right-handed arm, is up in the pen for the M Braves. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-1. You're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch, Sparks way ahead of a slider. And that gets McSteen out of the inning. Changed up speeds there. Records his second strike out of the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. 4-1 M Braves after seven. We end of the eighth. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Nick Bennett out for the Xfinity, faces the righty Javier Valdez. First pitch misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. And Blake back with you on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Checkers trail it 4-1. The pitch to Valdez. Lines it foul, third base side. And the count evens 1-1. Bennett's into his fifth inning of work. One out away from recording a new season high this year. Pitch home. Misses away, and the count evens. Count goes to 2-1. Pitch count's in good shape. That was just his 57th pitch of the night. The 2-1 delivery. Valdez takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch misses inside. It's a 5-pitch walk to Valdez to start off the inning. Gives us a chance to take one final look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. It's 4-1 here in the top of the eighth with nobody out and a runner on. Bottom of the fifth inning in Birmingham. Barron's up 4-1 on Rocket City. Top eight, Montgomery's up 4-0 on Pensacola. And Chattanooga's up 3-1 on Tennessee in the seventh. The pitch. Rolled on the ground to second. Valerio gets it, flips it underhand to Murray at second. Turn to first in time. The Shuckers' third double play turn tonight. New season high. Franklin and Valdez are both retired. Now two away. Brings up righty Landon Stevens. Two outs, nobody on. 4-1 M Braves in the eighth inning. Caleb Bowman's getting warm in the Shuckers pen. The pitch to Stevens. Tipped it foul and gets Caro on the bare hand. Walks towards the Shuckers dugout. Tanner Boss, the Shuckers trainer, comes out of the dugout. Poor Jefferson Caro again gets dinged up. This has been almost a nightly occurrence. He's just hitting the weirdest of places. He's been hit in the legs a couple of times. He's been hit in the arm. He's been hit on his catching arm and his throwing arm, and now takes a foul ball off the bare hand. Boss making sure Caro's okay. He's just shaking it out right now. Nick Bennett's over from the pitcher's mound to him on the first base side. It's a big pat in the chest from manager Mike Guerrero, and he's good to go. Guerrero pointing to his wrist to indicate to the training staff, got him completely on the bare hand and more just on the upper wrist portion of that right hand, but he's good to go. Caro's got to be one of the toughest guys behind the plate in the Southern League. Seems like every single time he's behind the plate, he's getting dinged up somewhere, but he's always back into the game. Counter, no balls and one strike with two outs. The pitch to Stevens misses away, and the count evens at 1-1. Pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Bennett fires home. Stevens takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Line drive out to left, drops in for a base hit, shoots towards the corner. Lutz cuts it off. Stevens rounds first, heads to second. The throw to second on one hop, not in time. It's a stand-up two-out double for Stevens. And it brings up the lefty, Drew Campbell. Campbell 0 for 2 today. He's 0 for 1, and he's been hit by a pitch in the Louisville versus Louisville matchup between his former teammate Nick Bennett. Campbell digs in. Lefty Bennett comes set. Now the pitch home. Wave and a miss. Count goes 10-1. That group at Louisville's had a pretty fun week. Henry Davis, who was one of the best players on that team and ended up going number one overall to the Pittsburgh Pirates, made his MLB debut last week with Pittsburgh. The 0-1 delivery misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The Louisville team that pretty consistently made regionals during Bennett and Campbell's time there. Bennett comes set. Now pitch. Campbell waves and misses. Count goes to 1-2. Right now, Bennett up in the battle of former Cardinals. The 1-2 delivery. Dribble on the ground up the first baseline. Bennett charges after it, grabs it. Glove flip to first in time. An athletic play from Nick Bennett ends the top of the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Nick Bennett showing off some of the speed. We're through 7.5. It's 4-1 M Braves. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Centurio leads it off for Biloxi against the new man in the ballgame for the M Braves, Victor Vodnik. First pitch is a called strike one at the letters. Welcome back to MGM Park. David Blake back with you. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Checkers trail it 4-1. The pitch home. Churio swings and lifts it out to center. Dean goes back towards the warning track. It stays in the yard, and it's a deep fly out for the first out of the inning. Got into it, 1-1 off the bat, with the wind blowing in from right. It turns a fly ball to center into a fly out to center. It brings up Tyler Black. By the way, for Vonnegut, this is his 25th appearance of the year. He's a 3.18 ERA in 34 innings, 18 walks, 48 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 308 against him. Check that, 178 against him. First pitch misses up and away. Down at one ball and no strikes. Final line for McSteen. Goes an inning and a third scoreless. Gives up two hits and strikes out two. The pitch home to Black. Rolls it on the ground to second. Conley gathers, bobbles, now regathers and fires to first. Black's retired for the second out. It brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. First pitch to Caro. Fastball. Settles in the outside corner for strike one. Caro's 3-for-3 tonight with three singles. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Chops it on the ground, right side to the infield. Conley dives, gets it on his knee, spins and fires the first. And Caro's retired to end the inning. It's been a real good defensive night for both sides. Cal Conley cashes in with a nice play. Finishes off a 1-2-3 inning. We're off to the ninth. Caleb Bowman set to come in for Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Top of the ninth inning, the righty Caleb Bowman now on. Faces the lefty Jacob Pearson. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. Bowman's in for the lefty Nick Bennett, who finishes his night after a new season high. Five innings in relief. Allows one run on two hits. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball, called a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Bennett walks four, strike out two, and throws 69 pitches. The only run came off of Jesse Frank on the fifth solo shot back in the sixth inning. And Braves lead it 4-1. Bowman, a deep breath. Now delivers. Messes up. Count goes to 1-2. For Bowman, he makes his 11th appearance on the season in AA at 10.03 ERA, but he's been much better in the month of June. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball, wave and a miss. Pops to Caro's left. Gets up, grabs it, fires to first. Pearson's retired for the first out. Brings up the lefty, Cal Conley. Bowman got him on the forkball. Conley steps in, one out. Nobody on here in the ninth inning. The pitch home. Conley swings and loops it out to left center. Lutz comes in a step in left and makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two outs brings up the righty, Justin Dean. Caleb Bowman continues what's been a real good last couple of appearances. Up to a 5 1/3 inning scoreless streak. Trying to build off 2 scoreless innings last time out. The pitch to the righty, Dean. Fastball called strike one. Dean's 1 for 4 tonight with a single, 2 ground outs, and a flyout. Bowman delivers home. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Two outs, nobody on. Bowman trying to keep it at a 4-1 game. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Bowman delivers to Dean. Chops it on the ground. Third base side foul. Backhands it in foul territory. Count 1-2. Bowman, a deep breath. Another 1-2 pitch. Check swing fouled off above the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 1-2. Shuckers have the back half of the order due up in the bottom half of the inning. It'll be Wes Clark, Ethan Murray, and Tristan Lutz due up. Bowman's 1-2 delivery. Foul back. We'll do it again. The pitch misses away. Count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Curveball tips it into Caro's glove for strike 3, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Campbell Bowman's up to 5 2/3 scoreless innings in a row. And to the bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers need 3 tonight, 4 to win it. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
The ninth inning in Biloxi. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Righty Daisbell Hernandez is in for the M Braves. Set to face Wes Clark, Ethan Murray, and Tristan Lutz. David Blake back with you. Shuckers need 3 to tie, 4 to win. First pitch to Clark, wave and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Hernandez comes in for Victor Vodnik. Vodnik throws a perfect eighth inning. The pitch home. Clark takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes 0-2. No runs, no hits, no errors, no walks, no strikeouts, and does it all in six pitches. Hernandez fires. Clark takes low. It bounces into Valdez's mitt. Count at 1-2. Hernandez this year makes his 10th appearance in Double-A. He hasn't allowed a run and struck out 9. The 1-2 delivery. Clark waves and misses. Curveball low. Valdez slaps the tag on Clark. One away, and it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray's 0-3 today. Hernandez delivers. Murray takes up and in, checks his swing. First base umpire says he doesn't go. Goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it 4-1. The pitch home. Murray waves and misses at a fastball outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Murray waves and misses. Pitch down low. Count at 1-2. It was the slider from Hernandez. Comes set at the belt from the right side. Now delivers. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Murray swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. By the way, fans, that foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of image, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Pitch misses away, and the count goes full at 3-2. The pitch home. Murray takes low, and the Shuckers work a one-out walk. Brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. The pitch home. Lutz takes away. Gets by Valdez. Murray's off to second. Goes as a pass ball. Eighth of the year for Valdez. The Shuckers have a runner in scoring position. Lutz is 1-3 today. Single back up the middle in the seventh inning. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Count evens up 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Lutz takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Murray gets second. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the ninth inning. The pitch. Lutz swings and lifts it foul behind home plate, out of play. Counts even, 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Lutz waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner. Second out of the inning. And it brings up Xavier Warren. The pitch home. Warren fouls it back. Out of play, and the count goes 0-1. Shuckers trail at 4-1. Warren's up from the left side for the first time tonight. He's 0-for-3 from the right side. The pitch home. Fouls it off the instep of his front foot. The Shuckers are down to their final strike. Warren digs back in. No balls, two strikes, two away in the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers trail it by 3. Hernandez fires. Warren waves and misses. Fastball in the inside corner. That ends it. Hernandez strikes out 3 in the ninth inning. And the M-Braves win it 4-1 over Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. M-Braves get 4 runs on 8 hits without an error. The Shuckers get 1 run on 9 hits without an error. We'll take a break. Be back with totals in just a moment as we start off the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers fall to 36-36 on the year, while the M-Braves improve to 34-37. Back with the postgame show after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers fall by a 4-1 final to the Mississippi Braves and fall to 36-36 overall in the season, 2-1. In the second half. And Braves improved to 34-37 on the season, 1-2 in the second half. It is a Fireworks Friday here at MGM Park. Here are the fireworks off in the distance in just a couple of moments. You can hear the countdown starting to fireworks here at MGM Park. And Braves, 4 runs on 8 hits without an error for the Shuckers, 1 run on 9 hits without an error. Luis de Avila gets the win, improves to 5-4. James Meeker, the loss, falls to 3-3. While Daisbell Hernandez gets his second save of the season. Before we go any further, let's take 10 seconds for station ID. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Jamvik Blake here with you on a Fireworks Friday to wrap things up. Shuckers fall by a 4-1 final. Luis de Avila the win, James Meeker the loss, and Daisbell Hernandez gets the save. It was a game that, for a pitcher, was very easy. It was a nice, easygoing night for both staffs as the M Braves get 4 runs on 8 hits. Shuckers 1 run on 9 hits. The M Braves got 3 of their 4 runs in the third inning, and all 3 with 2 outs after a 1-out single by Cal Conley. He was later driven in with 2 outs by Luke Waddell on an RBI single to right. Then he moved to third. Kane Bunnell moved up to second. Javier Valdez reached with a walk. Jesse Franklin, the fifth, is part of a 3-hit, 3-RBI night, drove in 2 with a 2-RBI single to right. Gave the M Braves a 3-0 lead. They extended the lead to 4-0 when Franklin hit a solo shot to start off the sixth inning, 107 miles an hour off the bat, 403 feet. Shuckers got one back in the bottom of the sixth inning with an RBI double from Tyler Black that brought home Jackson Churio, trying to extend it into what would have been a double-A leading sixth triple of the year, but was thrown out by just a couple of feet. Ended up with an RBI double, and that was the one run the Shuckers could get off Luis de Avila. The bullpen, Jake McSteen, Victor Vodnik, and Daisbell Hernandez locked it down. Gave up just 2 hits over the final 3 1/3 innings to lock down the M Braves' first win of the second half. Luis de Avila, the win, improves to 5-4. James Meeker, the loss, falls to 3-3. Daisbell Hernandez gets his second save of the season. We'll take a break, come back after this with scores from around the Southern League and the Brewers organization, brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. That comes your way next in the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers fall to the Mississippi Braves by a final score of 4-1. The Shuckers pound out 9 hits, but are only able to bring home 1 run. They strand 7 base runners on base. The popping you hear in the background is the finale of the fireworks show here on a Friday night, the first of 2. Over the next couple of days, the Shuckers will have their biggest one of the year on Monday, July 3rd, to celebrate Independence Day presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Shuckers go 0-5 with runners in scoring position, and Braves go 2-7, including a big 2 RBI, bases loaded single by Jesse Franklin that made it 3-0 in the third inning and proved to be the difference in a 4-1 M Braves win. Time to take a look around the Southern League and around the Brewers system presented by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Final score from here in Biloxi, M Braves win it 4-1 over the Biloxi Shuckers. Elsewhere in the Southern League, one game has gone final. The Montgomery Biscuits take down the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a 4-1 final. Biscuits now 38-34 in the year. Pensacola sits at 42-39. Montgomery sits at 2-1 here in the second half. Pensacola at 1-2. Elsewhere around the league, Birmingham's up 6-2 on Rocket City in the top of the seventh inning. And in the top of the ninth, the Chattanooga Lookouts are up 8-1 on the Tennessee Smokies. Time to take a look around the Brewers farm system on a scoreboard update. Three games in progress right now. Let's start in the Arizona Complex League. Top of the fourth inning, Guardians lead the Brewers by a 4-2 score. ACL Brewers trying to snap a seven-game losing streak and get their 10th win of the season. In the top of the seventh inning, the Nashville Sounds lead the Memphis Redbirds 5-1. Sounds trying to improve to what has been a very good start to the second half, and they'll try and win their third straight and sure at least a series split with the Redbirds. Top of the ninth inning at the big league level, the Brew Crew leads the Buccos 7-5. Two outs and runner on first for the Brewers in the top of the ninth inning. Finals from elsewhere around the system. In the Dominican Summer League, DSL Brewers 1 falls to 10-9. They lose 19-10 against the DSL Guardians Red. And Dodgers Mega takes down Brewers 2 6-2. Brewers 2 is 7-2 on the year. Brewers 1 at 10-9. In Singway, the Downeys Wood Ducks improve to 42-25. The Mudcats fall to 34-35. Wood Ducks take it by an 11-0 final. Meanwhile, the Quad Cities River Bandits get the win 10-5 over the Wisconsin Timberrattlers. They sit at 40-30 on the year. Final from here in Biloxi, the M Braves take it 4-1 against the Biloxi Shuckers. They improve to 34-37 on the year, 1-2 in the second half, while the Shuckers fall to 36-36 on the year, 2-1 in the second half. 6:05 start tomorrow night. Tobias Myers set to start for the Shuckers, 4-2 with a 5.21 ERA. He'll face off against the lefty Domingo Robles, 5-5 with a 3.41 ERA. Shuckers end the month of June with a 12-13 record, their second straight month with a losing record. They'll try and get back to the winning ways tomorrow night. 6:05 first pitch, 5:50 pregame right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Tobias Myers gets the start against Domingo Robles. Remember, the Shuckers will play Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They're in the midst of a stretch that sees them play 12 games in 12 days, heading into the 2023 All-Star break. They'll play their fourth of the six-game set against the M Braves tomorrow night. We'll talk to you at 6:54 pregame. Have a great night. Final score from Biloxi, M Braves 4, Shuckers 1. Game that takes 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of 2,450 here on a Friday night. Have a great rest of your Friday. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 5:50 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.